Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about saying no. Are you the person people always come to because they know you won't say no? Do you often say yes to something you don't want to do? Have you found yourself angry after committing to something that you don't want to do? Would you like to learn how to easily and effectively say no? Let's continue our month focusing on 10-minute decluttering tips. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. This episode is inspired by my clients. When I work with people, I give homework. I have a really holistic view of professional organizing, and saying no might be a part of their homework. Also, many coaching clients get this assignment. I've also inspired this episode because I am a recovering, unable to say no addict. I serve as an example that you can do it. And finally, today was inspired because I've had my boundaries tested a lot in the last few months, and it has been really draining. I didn't say no and set a boundary a few months ago, and now it's biting me in the butt. Then on Facebook, I saw someone who has a dying parent, and people were not respecting the family's wishes. In a time when people should provide comfort, they're adding stress to an already stressful situation. Many people struggle with saying no. If we don't say no, we can create a ton of clutter in our lives. We could create emotional clutter with anger for doing something we didn't want to, physical clutter from holding on to stuff that isn't ours, spiritual clutter by not honoring what our soul needs, mental clutter by beating ourselves up by ruminating about the woulda, coulda, shouldas, relationship clutter because we aren't hanging out with supportive people, and financial clutter by loaning money when we can't say no. Being able to say no is about good boundaries. If someone gets upset with you when you say no, not your problem. People that respect you will respect your boundaries. Let the others go. Why can't we say no? Someone might get confused and think they're a bad person. Most times as children, we're taught it's not okay to say no, it's not polite, or it's even rude. Sometimes we're just on autopilot. I was on vacation with my mom a few years ago, and I was shocked at how quickly I went to autopilot and felt like I was 5 years old. And I've worked on myself a lot. If saying no is new to you, be gentle with yourself. Know you are loved, good enough, and worthy. Don't depend on someone else's opinion of you. Some other reasons we don't say no are, if I don't do it, who will? Or we want to be liked. Perhaps we're afraid we'll miss out on something. In addition to the reasons why, I believe it's also beneficial to become aware of your triggers. Who or what triggers you? I love my mom, but like I mentioned a few moments ago, sometimes I can feel like I'm five. She doesn't make me, I allow it. That's one of my triggers. How do you say no? Be clear and direct. Say no. Don't hem and haw. No. Be brief. You do not need to explain why you are saying no. You could say something like, I'm not able to commit to that right now. Oh, I really appreciate, I'm honored you asked me, but I can't do it. I have to say no for now, but we'll let you know if something changes. If you do want to share, be honest why. If you lie, you will probably get caught, especially with social media these days. I've caught in quite a few people in lies. And you'll probably have guilt if you lie. Do you keep saying someday you'll declutter? Someday you'll get organized, or someday you'll pursue your dreams, but someday hasn't come? Learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Some people who won't take no for an answer, so be prepared that you might have to say no a few times. I would really think hard about someone who doesn't honor your request the first time. You can ask someone to support you. I once had a friend hold my hand when I had a really difficult call to make. Practice in the mirror. Write out what you're going to say, even if it's simply, "No, I'm not able to." Don't apologize. It is your right to say no. I used to start so many sentences with, I'm sorry, because of the guilt I felt. You are allowed to choose what you would like to do and whom you would like to help. Have a rule. For example, someone asks you for free advice. I wish I could, but as a rule, I don't offer advice outside of a coaching session. If you are open and choose to, you could propose something else. Consider suggesting someone else, not passing the buck, but if you know someone that might truly be interested or might be a good fit, you can offer a name. Use gratitude. I'm so grateful you asked me, but I have to say no. If you say you are overstretched at the moment, that makes it less personal and lets people know you are taking care of yourself and putting you first. You have the choice to set boundaries and have good self-care. You can say no. You can unfollow, unfriend, unlike, and get off social media. You can let friendships fade, renegotiate, or quit them entirely. If someone's really persistent, you can tell them to pound sand. That's one of my husband's favorites. Say hasta la vista or bye-bye. You are allowed to be healthy and you are allowed to take care of yourself. You are good enough, you are worthy, and you are loved. When people show you who they are, believe them. You then get to make the choice of what you will allow. Remember that your self-worth does not depend on how much you do for other people. Take actions from today's podcast. Say no to one person, event, thing, item this week, whatever you do not want to do. Take it a little deeper. Can you figure out why you struggle to say no? Know your triggers. What or who is it hard for you to say no to? Practice the different ways you can say no and see what is most comfortable for you. On our next episode, we are talking about doing something different. What do I mean by that? You're going to have to tune in to find out. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.